Chapter 12: The End of the Journey. Phileas Fogg was in a police station in Liverpool. He looked at his watch. 2 o'clock. He had to be at the Reform Club before 8:45. At 2:33, there was a lot of noise in the police station. The door opened, and Fix ran in. He was red in the face. "Mr. Fogg," he cried, "I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. A mistake. My mistake. We have the Bank of England thief in prison. I was on the ship, so I didn't know." Then Phileas Fogg moved quickly for the first and last time in his life. He hit Fix very hard. Fix fell on the floor and stayed there. Passepartout and Audah came in and they all went quickly to Liverpool railway station. The London train wasn't there. They were too late. Phileas Fogg paid for a train. They were the only people on it. But when the train arrived in London, the clock showed 8:50. Phileas Fogg was 5 minutes late. Audah and Passepartout were unhappier about the bet than Phileas Fogg. This fine man had £20,000 with him at the start of the journey, and now he had £1,000. He also had £20,000 in Barings Bank, but he had to pay it to his 5 friends in the Reform Club. At home in Savile Row, Phileas Fogg stayed in his room all day. He thought about money and made plans. At 7:30 in the evening, he came down and spoke to Audah. He was not sad and he was not excited. He looked at Audah and smiled. "Audah," he said, "I'm sorry. I brought you to England and now I have these money problems. Are you unhappy now?" "Single quote, unhappy," said Audah. "She couldn't tell you him as year. I was rich before the bet," said Phileas Fogg. "I brought you here to a good life, away from your dangerous life in India. But now I don't have much money. But, Audah, can I give this money to you? Please." Audah stood up. "I don't want any money. But I want to be with you. I want to be your wife. Please ask me." She gave him her hand. Phileas Fogg looked into her beautiful eyes. There was love in them, monsieur. "You know," he asked, "do you know that I love you?" "Single quote, yes," she said. Phileas Fogg called Passepartout, and he came quickly. "Mr. Fogg," had Deouda's hand in his hand. Passepartout saw that and he was very, very happy. "Do you think, Passepartout," Phileas Fogg said, "that you can speak to Mr. Wilson at my church? Is it too late in the day?" "Single quote." Passepartout smiled. "It is never too late," he said. "It was 8:05. "For tomorrow, Monday?" he asked. "For tomorrow, Monday," said Phileas Fogg and Audah. Passepartout ran out. At 8:35 he was back. He was red in the face, and he couldn't speak. "What is it?" asked Phileas Fogg. "Mr. Fogg, please, Mr. Fogg, tomorrow, you and Audah." "Not possible, not possible." "Why?" asked Phileas Fogg. "Because tomorrow is Sunday." "Monday," said Fogg. "No, today is Saturday." "No, it isn't." "Yes, it is," cried Passepartout. "We made a mistake. We arrived in England a day early. But you only have 10 minutes. Let's go." "Mr. Fogg, you will have to run to the Reform Club. You do it in 25 minutes every day. But today you have only 10 minutes. Run, Mr. Fogg, run." Single quote. He pulled Phileas Fogg to the door. Phileas Fogg ran, and he thought about his mistake. "Of course, the time changes in every country. When you go round the world to the west, you lose 1 day. But when you go round the world to the east, you have 1 more day. But now, was he too late? Phileas Fogg ran through London. Phileas Fogg's friends were at the card table in the Reform Club that evening. When the clock said 8:25, Stuart said, "In 20 minutes he'll be too late." The last train from Liverpool arrived at 7:23. and the next one arrives at 12.10, we're going to win our bet. Single quote. Nobody said anything. They weren't really happy. They didn't really want to win the bet. They liked Phileas Fogg, so they played cards and said nothing. 8:43, said Stuart. Two more minutes. The five men looked sadder and sadder. They watched the door and waited. A moment, a very short moment, before 8:45. Phileas Fogg opened the door and said quietly, "Here I am, my friends. Now I'm a rich man again," said Phileas Fogg, "so I'll ask you again. Do you want to be my wife?" Single quote. "Yes," said Alder. "But you were a poor man when you asked me. And now you're a rich man again. So do you want to be my husband?" Single quote. Passepartout did not wait for the answer. He ran to the church and told Mr. Wilson.